I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The tournament has begun. Nothing but madness now for the rest of this month and into April. It's AWOD on the road, Greenville, South Carolina. If you're watching at home on CBS, you see Ohio State against TCU. Ohio State up 3-2 right now. That game's going on right in front of us. And, of course, we will have you covered all the way to tip-off for VCU, North Carolina. That will be at 6:50. Checking in with Michael Phillips right now. We call this segment Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved.
What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk.
It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, it's the greatest day of the year for basketball fans. It's here. It's finally here. How are you?
I love this weekend. So many great games. You got 16 today, 16 tomorrow, 8 Saturday, 8 Sunday. And at the end of it, we're going to have a lot to clean up on Monday. But, man, we are right in the madness right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was just reading online from Sports Ball, both tournaments, men's and women's, 98 games in the next 5 days. And Friday, known as the least productive workday of the year. I mean, get out of the office. Find every reason you need possible to escape that building, go to a sports bar, go home, go to a friend's house, and enjoy the games.
The internet's really changed the game, Adam. I got to give a shout out, though, to the internet, because I don't think you have to leave the office anymore to be unproductive. I can be unproductive at the office as well. That's a big development over the last decade. Pull up my YouTube TV, get the quad screen going. Certainly love to be at a bar, but clock those hours. Get your bag, get your bread, but also sneak in a little something on the side.
All right, Michael, you know I love to place some bets against you. I got a wager that I've come up with here. The question is, what will be the highest seed to win today? I will go on record. I will let you go first here. Michael, what will be the highest seed to win today?
You know what's great about this? I think the question you're asking is, will VCU win today? I really do. Is Wisconsin High Point today?
Yes.
No. Yes. All right, so that's a 12. They're the only 12 I was even considering moving forward in my bracket. I can go gutsy, go 12. I think 11's a great safe play. 8 could be the number, honestly. Part of me wants to say 8. It could be an all-favorites win day, a dud Ola out of the gate to open it. Give me your number here, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, if the number is 8... we should just retire the tournament. There's just no way that there's going to be a full day of nothing but chalk.
No. The chalk is very good this year. The chalk is very, very good. Like, I'm not saying it's even money to say eight, but the Ohio State is better than TCU. The chalk is very good this year, and that would set up a very exciting Saturday, Sunday, and second weekend of the tournament. So don't ignore the downwind effects of this either.
I love how Michael just completely ignores that two 16 seeds have won in the opening round of the NCAA tournament in the past.
Ha, 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 ha.
It can happen again. Siena coached by Jerry McNamara. No, I'm going on record with the 12th seed. I'm going with the High Point Panthers. I had a fun time watching them in their conference tournament, and I do think they're a team that's kind of built for March. They've got the three-point shooters. Cam Johnston is their guy that shoots nothing but threes. They have a very athletic front court. You know, I think a size issue is a problem for High Point, but if they're able to hit threes, I give them a chance, and you're right. I mean, that is the 12th seed that I've circled. I know you're looking at the 11th seed VCU against North Carolina, but I'm going on record saying a 12th seed wins today.
If you offered me an over-under of 11.5, I would pound that all day long, and you would bring me a breakfast sandwich next week.
I mean, you're so confident. So what are you going with here? Is 8 your number? Are you going to be that boring guy?
No, I'll go 11. 11 okay. is my number. But, like, I agree that High Point's the team with a best chance to win today. I just love the chalk in this tournament. I think this is going to be a chalky tournament front to back. I don't see it playing out as a chaos tournament.
You're so boring. That's so unfun.
Okay.
You're hyping up the chalk. You're hyping up the teams that are supposed to win. Of course, that's that is the capital J in you, Michael Phillips. Like, oh yeah,
okay.
Vegas says this team's going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Next Thursday night, when we're sitting down to a buffet of basketball and Houston's playing Illinois, what an incredible matchup that'd be between two great defensive teams. Kansas is taking on Duke. Michigan State's playing UConn. You can thank me for getting you out of this opening weekend.
No, when Penn has advanced, McNeese has advanced, VCU has advanced, UCF has advanced, North Dakota State, South Florida, when all the double-digit seeds win, I'm going to be smiling while you're doing a show talking about teams you know nothing about.
That is correct. I could not name a single player on the Akron Zips roster. The name a Zip challenge, MP has failed.
I do have Akron winning in the first round. So did you actually go on record today and pick the Tar Heels, though? Like, were you trying to get people to change the dial? Was that what your goal was? Like, hey, let's see if there's another station in town that is picking VCU.
I got a 60-40 read on this. I'm giving VCU a 40% chance of winning tonight. I think that's really dang good. I hate that everybody in America is picking VCU. That is my least favorite thing about this matchup.
Do you like this matchup more or less than last year when we were in Denver for VCU versus BYU?
Yeah, Robbie asked me the same question when we were chatting with Robbie Robinson earlier. I like this significantly more than last year's matchup. That was a blowout. Like, there's no way to sugarcoat it. That was a double-digit lead in the first half that really never got interesting in the second half. I think there will be a moment, Adam, in the second half tonight where this game is tied.
I'd love to hear that. I certainly love to hear that. I mean, I like this matchup for VCU. And, of course, the lazy talking point is, well, they don't have Caleb Wilson. Well, they do have Seth Trimble, who's a stud and a four-year star at North Carolina in the ACC. And they've got shooters off the bench as well. And so VCU is going to have to find a way to run them off the three-point line and also prevent layups, right? Every single bucket is going to have to be a difficult bucket for North Carolina if VCU is going to have a chance.
Oh, you know, this is interesting because this is a matchup of two teams that like to run. But, you know, playing defense, getting back on those transitions, denying the easy buckets, very much a part of this for either team. And foul trouble, too. You've talked about it on your show, and I completely agree with your assessment, Adam. You've got two big men with incredible range, incredible athletic skill. If either of them gets in foul trouble, the other one's going to eat.
Yeah, I kind of would like UNC's big to shoot a couple threes and maybe hit his first one and just stay outside of the paint. Like, I think that's the issue for VCU, is that he can get Djokovic in foul trouble, can get Bell and Barry Evans in foul trouble there. I'd rather him go, you know, 2-for-5 from three than dominate with, like, 18 points in the paint. I'm kind of thinking this is going to be a little bit more lower scoring than people are expecting, you know, given the fact that these two teams can really score the ball. But I look at the way VCU has defended, and they have not allowed an opponent to score more than 66 points. I don't know if that's going to be possible today. Can they keep UNC under 70, though? That's the big thing I'll be looking for.
Yeah, I don't mind winning 80-78. I think that's another potential way you could put this one on the board. I like stylistically going against a team that'll run. I don't think VCU needs to slow the pace down. I think they've got good ball handlers. Is a guard led team, right? If you want good vibes, and clearly you want good vibes, I'll give you good vibes here, Adam. I mean, you think about the VCU teams that have had success in the tournament have been guard led, guard driven, great guard play throughout the tournament. Certainly, I don't have to tell you, 2011, young guards. Well, this team has really good young guards. I think that is one of the real positives for Rams fans going into this, is that the teams that have had success in the tournament have leaned on that guard play, and I feel confident in the Rams guard play going into tonight's game.
That's Michael Phillips. MP on the mic can be heard from 10 to 12 noon. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We'll bring in Lazar Djokovic, Michael Bell, Terrence Hill, Ahmad Noel, Coach Ryan Daly, Coach Jimmy Martelli, as we preview everything that is VCU versus North Carolina ahead of that 6:50 tip-off. You'll hear right here on 910 The Fan. Now at 105.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's AWOD on the road. Greenville, South Carolina, the host site for the NCAA tournament game that will be VCU against North Carolina. 6:50 tip-off tonight right here on 910 The Fan. In front of us, though, we're watching TCU pull ahead. I think they've hit three straight threes to go up 23-18 on the Ohio State Buckeyes as the tournament has tipped off around the country. And no, Jay Money is checking in on the Troy game from our flagship studios of 910 AM, 105.1 FM. But we arrived here yesterday morning in Greenville and got here in time to see the VCU open shoot around and open locker rooms, and we'll bring you interviews with Ahmad Noel, Lazar Djokovic, Terrence Hill, Michael Bell, and others. But Grant Hill will be on the broadcast, and I am a huge Grant Hill fan. He went to South Lakes High School in Northern Virginia, where I'm from, and he was nice enough to join me yesterday for about a seven-minute interview that you can hear. Now, the Peppas are playing in the background of the entire interview as VCU is out there warming up and shooting around, but you can still hear Grant Hill, of course, was a star in college at Duke from 90 to 94, would go on play for the Detroit Pistons and other teams. And I was trying to tell Jay Money a little bit about how good Grant Hill was at his peak. If he just didn't have those injuries, I think he'd be, you know, one of the greats that everybody would still be talking about to this day. But he had so much success in the NCAA tournament, and he's been terrific on TV calling games for about the last 10 years or so. So Grant Hill was nice of us to join us. You know, I told Jay Money, to me, that was like hitting the winning shot. Last year, I knew Brendan Haywood was on the call. I'm a diehard Wizards fan. We were able to grab him last year at Shoot Around. This year, Grant Hill, part of the broadcast team that will be on the call. National televised game, VCU against North Carolina, 6:50 tip-off. Let's take a listen to AWOD and Grant Hill.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Here with Grant Hill, VCU shoot-around right now. You got the Peppas blaring. This is March, man.
Welcome to the madness. Yes, we're excited. Our broadcast team to be here in Richmond, or excuse me, not Richmond, in Greenville with all these great teams. And obviously VCU, they've had just an absolute incredible season. And as we got the seed location, the site location, you know, now as we started diving into the research and watching these teams play, I think this is the team I'm most excited to see in person, just watching, you know, how they finished, how they did in their conference tournament, how connected, how unselfish, how much improved they are on the defensive end. This is a good team, a scary team.
I love to hear that, and all of us in Richmond, we're so glad to hear that you would be on the call. When you look at this VCU team, and as you mentioned, year one with Phil Martelli Jr., how impressive is that? But also, you know, there's something to play for here. Like, they're not here. Coach Martelli told me some teams are here for a field trip. This is a business trip.
You're right. You know, there are some teams, I think, the goal, you know, is to make it to the tournament, and they're just excited to make it, to be here. But you get a sense, this group, they're here to win. They're here to advance. And, you know, when you watch them play, you see how deep they are, how unselfish, how hard they compete on both ends. It's a dangerous group. And so, yeah, they're confident, they're competitive, and there's an expectation, I believe, that, hey, we're not just happy to be here. We're here to make some noise. And so, you know, obviously Carolina is Carolina, but you know they're not fully healthy. They're not 100% in terms of their health. So, you know, this will be a good matchup. You know, and I'm excited to watch it. I'm excited to see VCU in person, and I'm excited to see them on this stage in a tournament. You know, against one of the Blue Bloods, against the North Carolina, it should be fun.
The talking point for VCU is the youth, the inexperience. Nick Lewis, true freshman, Brandon Jennings, sophomore, Terrence Hill, sophomore. How much of that is a factor here in an NCAA tournament game?
You know, I mean, it can work, you know, one of two ways. Either, you know, the inexperience can catch up to you and you know, just being on this stage, it can be a liability or it can be an asset. And, you know, you can be in a situation where you're so youthful, you know, you're not even aware that you should be nervous, and you go out and play loose and you play together and you have fun, and that leads to you playing your best and being at your best. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see. But I think this group, like I said, watching them play, they're really good. They make the right read. They play for one another. They got a lot of talent. Should be a good one.
Here with Grant Hill, and I'm from Northern Virginia. My dad saw you play in high school at South Lakes. I went to South County. Okay. They weren't around when you were there. And you have this incredible career in high school. Did you ever imagine you'd be calling March Madness, calling NCAA tournament games?
No, not at all. Not at all. I know, it's a great question. I mean, I fell in love with basketball by watching March Madness and watching the Final Fours, and, you know, only dreamed of maybe one day having an opportunity to play in the Final Four, and so I was lucky to do that, and I'm still lucky to be around it, working with a great crew, and, you know, just sort of, you know, being in a situation where we can shine the light on these teams, tell their stories, follow their journeys, and ultimately, you know, get to the Final Four and crown a champion. And so it's a big thrill. I never imagined that. A lot of things I've done I never could have imagined. So I don't think I dreamed big enough when I was growing up in high school, but I'm very lucky and very fortunate.
Grant, I was a little disappointed talking to the players. A lot of them didn't fill out brackets growing up. How big of a deal was that for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I filled them out either. I followed, but I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really filled out a bracket.
Did you ever have an elementary school teacher roll out a TV for you guys to watch a game?
No. I'm a little older than you. But I did go to my first Final Four in 80. My dad took me in 84, and that's when I got addicted. I guess my teachers weren't cool enough to disrupt class by bringing in a television to watch.
Grant, thank you so much for taking this time, man. I got to tell you, I watched you play. I've enjoyed your career. I've seen you on TV calling games. You're such a natural.
Oh,
you make it look
you.
So easy, and you do a great job, man.
Oh, I appreciate those kind words. And thank you. I look forward to VCU. I look forward to this weekend and the next 3 weeks of March Madness. It'll be a blast.
Will you go on record with your pick for VCU versus UNC?
On record, I don't know. I mean, I think VCU has a chance. I really do. I think it could go either way. I don't like the predictions and all that. We have a responsibility, I think, to just, you know, to call the game, to be prepared, to know each team's stories, and shine a light on the greatness of both teams. So we'll do that, and whoever's better that day, we'll honor, we'll celebrate, and we'll advance them to the next round.
But you wouldn't be shocked if VCU won?
No, not at all. Not very winnable game for the Rams.
Thanks, Grant.
Yep, no problem.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up, Richmond? It's AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the road, Greenville, live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena as the crowd erupts as TCU has taken a 39-24 lead on Ohio State. This is the same building that VCU will play in tonight when they tip off at 6:50 against North Carolina. And, of course, the voice of the Rams, Robbie Robinson, will be on the call. He joins us right now. What's up, Robbie?
Adam, how are you doing? Great day to be here and watch games all day. It's fantastic.
Our audience just heard from Grant Hill, and at the end of the interview, he said, this is a very winnable game for VCU.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think of all the matchups we've had in the last decade since we won our last NCAA tournament game against Oregon State in 2016. This one seems at least to be the most favorable. Now, you have to pay attention to North Carolina's got really good basketball players. I mean, they've got some good dudes on their team. They're not going to recruit just a bunch of sleps, but they're not necessarily a team like a St. Mary's that we've seen, or last year BYU was absolutely rolling when we played them in Denver, and there was also a bunch of people there. So when you look at it on paper, I feel like our vibe and our momentum is carrying us a little bit further than we may have had in years past when we've taken on these opponents that have beaten us.
So how does this coaching staff keep the momentum alive from last weekend?
Oh, I think doing what they've done all year long. I don't think they try to reinvent anything. I would be shocked if Coach Martelli's message to the team was any different starting on Tuesday when they got back into the gym and started looking at North Carolina. He probably is going to change the way they do a whole lot of things. They're just going to game plan like they normally game plan. So I don't feel like, but on the same token, they've got experience. And we've got a pretty experienced team when it comes to NCAA tournament. Terrence, Brandon, Michael Bell from last year, Barry Evans and
Keyshawn Mitchell
from Bryant last year. Jadrian Tracy's played in the NCAA tournament as well at Oregon. I mean, those are six guys who have NCAA tournament experience that have been under the bright lights and the crowd and how everything it is. I like that aspect of this, that we do have guys that have been here before.
Robbie, something I'll be watching for that I've tracked throughout this win streak, 16 of the last 17 games, it's how quickly does Coach Martelli turn to Terrence Hill and Michael Bell? Like, can he trust Nick Lewis and Lazar Djokovic and the starters to play the first 4 minutes? Can they get us to the under 60 immediate timeout?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think that the longer that we cannot have them play, and I don't think it's a legs or physical fitness thing. I think it's more of a like, all right, now it's like in The Princess Bride when they're doing the sword fights, and he says, oh, by the way, I'm not left-handed.
Yeah.
Like, if you're up by 7 or 8, and like, oh, by the way, our best two players are now coming off the bench. That's exactly what it's – I think that's what – there's a thought of that with Martelli then, yeah, as opposed to like, okay, we're in a little bit of trouble early on. We need to get him back. We need to get Terrence. We need to get Michael into the game. So from that standpoint, you're right. That'll be something we keep an eye out on, and the game's going to dictate that. I mean, it just flat out is. If we're down 6 with 17 minutes to go because of whatever reason we can't score or we're not defending well or there's a matchup issue, I'd be shocked if I didn't see Brandon and Michael get off the bench 3 minutes in. If we're up 8 and we get off to a hot start, I could see us holding those guys back for that reason.
Something that I think has been cool throughout this season is when Martelli got the job, we heard about family and heard about his father. But it's been an unbelievable family. His brother's involved. His kids are involved. His wife's involved. And I loved seeing the players lift his kid up and slap the winning sticker.
That's who they are. That is as genuine as it gets. It's what makes them special people. We have learned about it. We've obviously heard about it. We knew about it. But I didn't have any idea of what kind of thoughtful group of people the Martelli family is. They just are. And it's just one of those groups, and you can understand now why his dad was so successful at St. Joe's. Yes, they know X's and O's. There's no doubt about that, Adam, but they Adam, they also just love people. And when you combine the knowledge of X's and O's and the care that you have for people, you become a great coach. And that's what we've seen right in front of us here, having won, 17 of 18 games and 27 overall in the season, and having his dad there every step of the way.
Yeah, I think the secret sauce of this coaching staff has been player development. It feels like every guy on the team is better than they were in October.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were really bad against Villanova that day.
Saw that. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible. I mean, that was fine. Like, I don't think anybody was pressing the panic button. It would have been great to go to Philadelphia and play well against Villanova. That would have been cool. But in the way, it was probably the best thing, now that we're here in the NCAA tournament, to happen, to say, like, hey, no, you guys aren't that good, despite the fact that you're from UConn or Oregon, or you went to the NCAA tournament last year from Bryant. You have a long way to go. And I think when they got back from that Philadelphia trip, it was a turning point. We had a couple of them during the year. I think that was one. And I think after losing to George Mason in Fairfax, that was the true turning point with this team. And, yes, the player development that they have had. And a guy that's really underrated that I hear a lot from our coaching staff is Chris Cole, an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Apparently he is unbelievable when it comes to elevating players' games. And Chris is not someone that he's assistant staff. He's not a very high profile coach, but when they get him in the basketball development center with players, I think they get better, and we've seen that this year. All of them. I mean, Lazar is a better player than he was at the beginning. Brandon Jennings is a better player. Obviously, Terrence Hill is a better player. Those guys, they have really been able to learn from him and elevate their game.
Here with Robbie Robinson. He'll be on the call right here on 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM alongside Rodney Ashby. What is your read on how deep of a bench Martelli will go to?
I mean, I think he'll go. The question is, will he bring Ahmad Noel? Does he feel like he needs to bring Ahmad Noel into the game? He did against St. Joe's on that Saturday game of the A-10 tournament. I feel like that was a little bit less of a matchup and more of like, let's just give everybody a break and let's give Ahmad a chance to go out there and do some things that he can do. I think it's probably 50-50 whether he plays based on what they see and what he's done in practice probably this week. I don't know. I mean, I think if you're up a lot and I would probably say it has to do with the score. If you're up a lot, then you probably bring him in to give your guys a break. If you're down a lot, you might bring him in to try to do something different. I'd be less likely to see Ahmad if it's a super close game, just because Coach Martelli, he likes to lean into the trends. And if the game is trending that we're playing well and it's close, he's going to stay with those guys that he came out of the locker room starting or bringing off the bench. And if it's not, then he's going to go and try to do something different. But I don't think he's going to put Ahmad in just to do it if the game is moving in a certain direction that he likes.
Everyone's going to be looking at Djokovic against Vissar down low.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see how North Carolina handles our five out with Michael Bell down low.
That's the key, I think, to the game, is how their guards play against our guards. And our guards are very aggressive, and they attack. And I'm not sure North Carolina is quite ready for how fast and aggressively we do attack the rim and also shoot threes. It's an advantage of ours. They do have an advantage. I mean, that guy, their 7-foot kid from Estonia, I think it's either Vissar or Vassar. I don't know which one it is. I'll learn before the game. But he's a load, man. I mean, he had 26 and 17 against Clemson in their loss a couple weeks ago in the ACC tournament, or a week ago in the ACC tournament. He can take over. And that's scary if you're a VCU fan, just being literally unable to stop him. And Michael Bell's got four fouls, and Lazar's got four fouls, and now one of those guys fouls out, and you're having Barry Evans trying to guard him, that's a nightmare scenario for VCU. On the flip side of things, if you're North Carolina and you're just running around trying to chase a basketball that's pinging all over and the Rams are keeping it hot, that's a nightmare scenario for Hubert Davis and our guards just hitting shots, getting to the paint, Terrence Hill doing things that he's been doing for the last month of the year. Those two are the, I think that's the key for VCU is trying to get their guards going. The key for North Carolina is trying to get Vassar going.
I hate to say this, but I do think it will be a factor, and it's been a factor in recent NCAA tournament games for VCU. How aggressive can they play defensively without getting fouls called on them?
Yeah, and I don't know how that goes now that these referees, it depends on the refs, it depends on a lot of things, and I think Coach Martelli would admit that as well. I asked him that before the Dayton game. I said, is the way this game called going to affect the game? And he said, most likely, probably. He's like, I'm not sure. I mean, Coach is usually pretty diplomatic when he comes to answers of that nature, but sure, if all of a sudden you turn around and we got Michael Bell and Lazar Djokovic with two fouls each in the first half and we're having to put them on the bench or roll the dice and have them play less aggressively with two fouls, that could be a huge part of it. And the good news is the referees that are in the NCAA tournament are some of the best referees in college basketball. Doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean they're going to throw a no-hitter today with their calls, but they usually like to see these games play out the in a way that is enjoyable for the fans. And if it gets too physical, they will probably tone it down a little bit, and you'll see some more fouls called. But if the game is clean and free-flowing, I think the ticky-tack stuff won't be as prevalent.
Yeah, I'm looking at Brandon Jennings being able to stay on the court.
I hope so. You know, that was something he struggled with in Pittsburgh, and we need him to be on the court. We need his defensive ability because their guards are good as well. Dixon and Trimble are two excellent guards. They just are. And so without Brandon in there consistently, it makes things even tougher for VCU, and foul trouble took him off the floor a lot. So, yeah, and the Rams have got to be smart about it too, Adam. Like, you know, we have to know we can't put two hands on a guy. We can't have a stupid ticky-tack foul. This is big league baseball. This is the NCAA tournament. Like, you've got to play well, okay? Don't rely on how the referees are going to call the game. Play your best defense. These guys know what really good defense looks like. The referees do. They know whether you're hedging. They know whether you're hacking. They know those things. Don't do it. Play good defense without doing it. That's good basketball. And the team that's going to play the best basketball, I think, is going to have the advantage.
Robbie, I'm going to do some quick math here. I think this is year 18 for you.
It is.
Does that mean you joined right after the Eric Maynard dagger? Yes.
I was not Eric's dagger was in 07, and my first postseason was 09. So Eric was a sophomore when he hit that, and I was a senior. He was a senior my first year.
So what about this opportunity, though? I mean, we've been waiting 19 years to get another blue blood in the NCAA tournament.
Well, we had a pretty decent one in Kansas in 2011.
True. Yep.
But to your point, in the first round, it's cool. Like, it's really neat. When North Carolina flashed on the screen, we've never played them, which I think is remarkable that we're 3.5 hours away and we have never played them, or they've never scheduled us or wanted to schedule us, or never worked out, whatever. Or even, like, you got to figure in some multi-team event tournament in Maui or somewhere, we just have never played them. It's awesome. It's awesome. I think CBS knows that it's going to be a good game, as evidenced by the fact they have their number one TV crew here. You talked to Grant Hill earlier. You know, Ian Eagle is here. It's a 7 o'clock, basically a start, which is right there in prime time. So this is obviously, from a first-round game standpoint and me doing them, I mean, pretty much the biggest opponent we've had, now that I'm kind of doing the mental Rolodex, and the best game. Yeah, so this is cool. This is probably the best first-round game in terms of just Brand and Goliath and the whole thing that we've had since that Duke game in 2007, the first one I've had doing play-by-play.
What are your thoughts on this arena? I look around, I don't see a bad seat.
No, it's cool. It's not huge. Like, it really, it's probably a 14,000-seat arena so, I think. I'm sure they've done. You know, ironically, my first ever postseason men's basketball game was in this arena. I was at the Citadel, and we were like a 13-seed or something in the SoCon, 10-seed, and we played Greensboro here at noon on like a Thursday, and we lost, and I drove up that day, called the game, we lost, and I drove home. That was it. And it was in this – back then it was called the Bilo Center. But, I like it. It's a cool – it's not as big as where we were last year. It's not quite as big as most NBA arenas, but it's bigger than most of your college arenas. So I think it'll be a good crowd. I'm sure Duke will have a ton of fans. Whether those people bought second session tickets and will cheer for the Rams against their hated Tar Heels remains to be seen. There will be a lot of Carolina Blue in here for sure. We sold about 400 tickets above and beyond what our fans bought on the secondary market. So there will be VCU fans here, but they'll be outnumbered, but they'll be loud.
I mean, if you're listening right now, it's not too late to get in the car and drive. It took me about 5.5 hours.
Did it? Okay, yeah, so right there. You could be here by tip-off. We'd love to have you. Do it. Might be a little tougher. The Charlotte traffic, by the time you hit Charlotte, is going to be a little bit. You might find yourself outside that beltway. But, no, it'll be a great atmosphere, I think. I just feel, Adam, that North Carolina is – kind of limping into this game. Obviously, they lost Caleb Wilson. I mean, that's an enormous loss. He's the best player on their team, the best player in the ACC, one of the best players in the ACC. But they've played Duke a couple times. I think they know what the best in the country looks like, and they know they can't beat them. And so I wonder if there's a little bit of, like, what are we doing here? Like, I mean, you never want to think that way, but they know in the back of their minds that they don't have what it takes to win the national championship. And I wonder if that's pulled away a little bit from their energy and enthusiasm for this game. Who knows? They're still a 6 seed. They're still good. They went, 24 games? That's good in the ACC. I mean, they beat Virginia at Virginia. Granted, I was with Caleb Wilson. But I don't know. I think our vibe is the better of the two vibes. And I think that means something in March.
Robbie, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great. Good having you here, man. Look forward to having you on the pregame show at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a fun show.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for VCU basketball. You can hear every game right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We got the Good Feet Store tip-off show coming to you live at 6 o'clock from Greenville, South Carolina, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, ahead of VCU against North Carolina. And speaking of North Carolina, let's go behind enemy lines here on AWOD Radio, because yesterday we had the opportunity during open locker room to go in and interview the North Carolina Tar Heels. And look, I'm a VCU alum. I don't care about North Carolina. They may be a blue blood, but they bleed red like all of us. We had a chance to speak with Kyan Evans, who comes off the bench for North Carolina, can certainly kill you with his three-point shooting. Asked him about what he thinks of the Rams and thoughts on this matchup here in the NCAA tournament first round. Let's go behind enemy lines here on AWOD Radio.
Here with Kyan Evans, UNC versus VCU. What do you know about the VCU Rams?
I know they're a good team. Got some good players over there, and they're pretty hot right now, for sure.
They won their tournament. How do you think that helps them, even though it's an NCAA tournament now?
I think, you know, just coming off a win is always good, especially winning a tournament. Kind of gives you confidence going into the March Madness, so I think that's good for him.
How comfortable are you guys now playing without Caleb?
You know, he's been out for a while now, and, you know, I think just every game you kind of learn something new about yourself, so I think pretty comfortable.
Do you hear any of the outside noise saying, hey, can UNC win without their star?
You know, I don't think we really listen to too much of that, but obviously you hear it. But, yeah, we don't really get into that.
How much have you guys scouted VCU already?
You know, we've had our days as scout since we figured out who we were playing, so we've had a few days.
North Carolina, I feel like you don't usually see a six seed next to that number.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Got to go to work, I guess. Yeah, you know, it's some work to do, and I mean, once you're in a tournament, it doesn't really matter what seed you are. You just got to win games.
Do you know anything about the history of VCU as the 11 seed?
Nah, I don't.
2007, VCU as the 11 seed, knocked off Duke.
Mm-hmm.
2011, VCU as the 11 seed, made it to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Will that be in your mind at all?
I mean, honestly, I don't think so. I think that's kind of for the media to look at. I think as players, you're just kind of out there playing.
Is this a matchup that you guys were excited for? Can you kind of give us your reaction to Selection Sunday?
I mean, getting into the tournament is, I mean, we're North Carolina, so people look at it as it's supposed to happen, but getting to the tournament and getting the game, you're excited for whoever you got.
What do you think could be North Carolina's advantage on VCU?
You know, I think we got some, I mean, honestly, we'll have to see when the game starts. We'll kind of go from there. Coaches will put us in position to succeed, so we'll see what happens.
Have you looked at any common opponents? You guys both played NC State?
They play NC State a little earlier in the year. You know, teams change. It's a different game towards the end of the season, so we haven't really looked at that too much.
Is there a player on VCU that you guys have spotlighted?
There's a few players they got. They got some good guards over there, and, you know, they're pretty well balanced overall, so they got a good team.
What do you think the biggest strength is of this North Carolina team?
You know, I think we got a lot of guys that can go, and any given night, anybody can go do big things for this team, so I think that's our strength.
Would you say you're expecting this to be a rock fight or a race to 100?
You know, honestly, I don't know. The game's just going to kind of come, and however it plays out, it's going
to
play out.
To win in March, you got to hit shots from the outside. Do you think you guys have the team that it takes to hit threes to win in March?
I definitely think we got some players that can make some shots, for sure.
Absolutely. Good luck, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That was Kyan Evans inside the locker room of the North Carolina Tar Heels. He will come off the bench for UNC. I believe he hits about 2.5 three-pointers per game. So does Luka Bogovac, who I do think is a guy that VCU will have to key in on. His game has improved. His experience this season has helped him, and his playing time has gone up with the injury to Caleb Wilson. We continue our behind enemy lines inside the locker room of the Tar Heels with Luka Bogovac.
here with Luka Bogovac, North Carolina, going up against VCU. What do you know about the VCU Rams?
I know that they're a great team. They play great together. Their ball moves very well in offense. They're a physical team. They have a lot of weapons in offensive end. So we should make sure that does not allow them to play their game with freedom. And on defense, we have to play with a lot of physicality to be able to win the game for tomorrow.
What do you think will be the biggest focus on the defensive end?
Just to box out our basket and make sure that be on the gaps.
So VCU's got a few European guys. None of them watched the NCAA tournament growing up. Did you watch the NCAA tournament?
Couple games, yes. I watched a couple games of March Madness for sure. So, yeah, it was something unbelievable here in the United States. So I'm really proud to be part of this year.
Do you ever fill out a bracket, though?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, after... also, I don't want to speak too much in the future, but in the case if we win tomorrow, we're probably going to face the opponent, Illinois, your fans. So it'll be fun because in Illinois I have a couple of friends, so also it'll be fun.
Where do you think North Carolina could have an advantage over VCU?
I think just if we continue to play our game as we did when we make big wins this year, so just to play with a lot of physicality and play our game.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That was Luka Bogovac from inside of the locker room as we are here in Greenville. With 5 seconds on the clock, TCU has scored to take a 2-point lead. This place has been erupting in the last minute as both teams have hit back-to-back massive clutch shots to keep their team in it. We continue to go inside the locker room as I had the opportunity to speak with one of the top college basketball players in the country, one of the top freshmen in the country, and a guy that will probably hear his name selected in the top five of the upcoming NBA draft. That's Caleb Wilson of the Tar Heels.
Caleb Wilson, Adam Epstein, 910 The Fan. Can you kind of explain the injury, how it happened, and how you're feeling?
I just tried to dunk in practice, and I guess I hit it on the rim pretty tough and broke it, and that was pretty much how it happened. That's really all that happened.
So Selection Sunday, what was that experience like? I know it's not the same because of the injury, but what was that like for you?
It was really cool. You know, I feel like I'm still a part of the team no matter what, and I kind of helped us get to our seating for the tournament. So, you know, it was really good, and I'm really happy for my guys that they get the opportunity to go out there and play.
First reaction seeing VCU on the other side?
They're a good team. Honestly, they won the A-10, which is a good conference. I know a couple people that play in the conference, so I mean, I definitely think it would be a competitive game, and they have a good team.
Has Coach mentioned anything about the history of the 11 seed in the NCAA tournament?
Nah, but if you know March Madness, you know that's it's almost like a trap game. You know, they can come and sneak you and get a win.
Do you know about VCU's history as the 11 seed?
Yeah, it was Shaka Smart, the coach, making that run to the Final Four. Yeah, I know.
How about 2007? The dagger heard around the world?
I actually don't know about that.
Eric Maynor over Duke.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
So you loved March Madness growing up. You must have watched every year.
Yeah, I watched every year. I love basketball.
Did you fill out a bracket every year?
I did. It's the only year I haven't. It's the only year.
It's not too late to.
Yeah, no. Maybe I will. Maybe I will tonight.
How can you help this team without playing?
Just bring energy on the bench and kind of be enthusiastic for everything that we're doing, whether it's practicing or just hanging out. Just always bring energy.
Have you seen anything in the scouting report that you can help your teammates out with?
Can't say. But I think we have a good chance to get a win tomorrow.
Is there somebody on VCU that you guys need to spotlight?
They have some really good guards, and I feel like their center is really good too. He's a good player, stretch five.
What do you guys feel like here coming into this tournament as a 6 seed for North Carolina? Is that extra motivation? I feel like with UNC, you usually see a 1, 2, or 3.
No, it's just where we are, honestly. I mean, it's no, it's just basketball. So, you know, I really don't think seeding matters much. It's just where we're put, you know.
How do you make your decision about your future? What are a few factors that can help you decide?
Just really what I feel. I mean, it's nothing. I really don't play for money, so just how I feel. What's good for me.
How would you feel if you heard your name called by the Washington Wizards?
Feel great, honestly.
Wizards.
Washington Wizards, man. Caleb Wilson saving my Washington Wizards, man. That's the franchise.
Your teammates are hyping you up for that. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, it would be great. It would be great. I mean, it would be a great opportunity. I think it's a great city, and I like their team.
You see what they're building?
Yeah, for sure. I have a young core. Trae Young from Atlanta. I watch him play a lot because I'm from Atlanta, so I feel like it'll be cool.
Awesome, man. Good luck this season.
Appreciate it.
Jay Money, that is how you go viral, as the kids say. Ask Caleb Wilson what it would be like to get drafted by the Washington Wizards. You can follow this show on TikTok at AWOD Radio to watch that video, on Instagram at AWOD Radio, on Twitter at AWOD Radio. When we return, we will continue to preview VCU's matchup with the North Carolina Tar Heels. We'll bring on the coaches. We got Coach Phil Martelli Jr., who was at the podium yesterday talking about VCU. Coach Jimmy Martelli joined us, and then Coach Ryan Daly as well. Here on AWOD Radio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. TCU survives and advances, the first 9 seed over an 8 seed of this tournament. And I guess we should call Michael Phillips, let him know that, yeah, the highest seed that wins today will not be an 8 seed. It will at least be a 9, maybe an 11, maybe even a 12. Jay Money runs the ones and twos here on AWOD Radio. This is the new Sports Radio, 910 AM, 105.1 FM.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.